D-Wade was on my flight. Yeah, from Nice to Zurich.
No, nah, what was he doing?
He was 8 rows behind K-Wid.
No. No.
That's serious. Ask J-Mo.
His first class kind of, is it in the back of the plane?
So we're in like C5. I'm like, that's D-Wade. And he keeps walking back and I look and he was like, C12. D-Wade's not a big deal. It's WSD podcast in France, apparently.
Give me the free agent forecast. Let's call it that.
Dilemma. Kyrie's not coming back to Boston. There's a definite rift between Kyrie and the younger players. Terry Rozier, Jason Tatum, what's his name? Jaylen Brown. He's gone. He gone.
Jaylen Brown gone. Where? Kyrie gone.
No, Kyrie gone. So where is he going to go? There's mentions of the Knicks. There's mentions of the Nets. There's possible mention of the Lakers. I don't see Kyrie coming to the Lakers. Because the reason he got out of Cleveland, because he didn't want to be
play with LeBron.
LeBron and be his younger brother or have to defer to LeBron. So let's rule out the Lakers.
Maybe he's matured now.
But Kyrie likes to score. Kyrie likes to get the ball, dribble it, and score. And when LeBron's on your team, the offense has to run through him. When AD's on your team, that's three ways you got to give up the ball. I just don't see him going to the Lakers because Kyrie wants to be the man.
So where does he go?
The Knicks or the Nets. And if you heard Steve Mills' press conference, everything he said was patience, patience, patience.
Tell the listeners who Steve Mills is.
He's the general manager of the New York
Knicks. Okay.
If the Knicks don't go after Kyrie, if the Nets, for some reason, this could be possible, they decide to go after Kevin Durant and maybe keep D'Angelo Russell because he did get him to the playoffs. He was an all-star guard. He gets along with the team. Kyrie, for whatever reason, isn't getting along with young players. The dark horse is your Phoenix Suns.
No.
I'm not saying he's going to end up there, but I'm saying there's a chance the Nets keep D'Angelo Russell.
On Kyrie, did I see somewhere where he dropped his current agent and picked up Roc Nation?
He did drop his current agent. I'm not sure who he picked up.
I think he picked up Roc Nation. And, you know, if you read the tea leaves there, Jay-Z, obviously, I don't know if he has a majority stake, but a minority stake in the Brooklyn Nets.
He had to sell that to become an agent.
Well, then, I mean, but there's still probably some idea that he's got some hooks. Who would he sell it to? His friend? His Beyonce?
I don't know.
I mean, I think Brooklyn's, if I had to forecast this, it'd be Brooklyn 1, Knicks 2, and then Suns, a distant 12th. You could end up at every other team. I don't know if he wants to go to Phoenix.
Well, I'm not saying he will end up in Phoenix or he wants to go to Phoenix, but like you mentioned earlier, it just depends on the way the dominoes fall. And Phoenix has cap room and they need a point guard. You know, if Kimba stays, if the Lakers get Ricky Rubio, the Nets decide to keep D'Angelo Russell, the Knicks, for whatever reason, are like, we're going to stay young. I'm not going to say that that's going to happen, but the Suns have the cap room and they have the money. Will he end up there? Probably not. I just like to stir it up.
They wouldn't be a bad thing. Actually, thinking about it, you have Booker, you have Ayton. Yeah, I mean, not a bad thing.
But there's no way, Kyrie.
No. Let's talk about Kawhi. So here, again, getting back to James and I, we talked a little bit about Kawhi and where we land and you being living in LA. My thing was it's not a secret, right, that most believe he'll end up with the Clips. Yes, no.
I agree. The one thing I have to say, I did listen to your interview with Rehorn, and it was great. The one small thing, Toronto is a great city. It's like little New York. It is awesome. The women are beautiful. There's all different types of women. The club scene, the restaurants, the city, they love Kawhi. But with that being said, I think he's going to the Clips.
I mean, could you imagine that? Just riding out of town, having won the battle of war. Yeah.
I think right now he's probably struggling a little with, like, do I just leave? Do I sign a 1 year? Well, what's the difference if I sign a 1 year if I'm going to leave the next year?
Right.
So why not just play where you want to be? That's in Los Angeles, and I believe that's the Clippers.
Yeah, it is something to see when you have – when one thing you didn't see, if you want to tell the listeners about you trying to watch game six. The one thing you didn't see is when the owner of the Raptors actually addressed everyone. He goes, it's interesting when you have a team that represents an entire country of 30 million people, right? Mm-hmm. That's crazy. That's absolutely crazy to think that the Raptors had the entire country behind them, right? And to your point about Toronto, Toronto's a beautiful city. I think Kawhi, to what you said, he's dealing with the internal pressure of he probably, after winning a championship, sees some sort of, it's like leaving your friends, right? You know, yeah. These guys were, you know, majority of them not high draft picks, you know, from Van Fleet. You know, they didn't go to prize schools either. They're kind of misfits, right?
Yeah, they're not McDonald's
all. No, it's like taking the Bad News Bears to the World Series and winning it, right? None of these guys were high profile free agents. Lowry is probably your next best guy on the team, but to do it with that group, he's probably dealing with the fact of, all right, we did it. Can we do it again? Does he want to see if he can do it again?
He's looking around. He said he's going to take, you know, sit downs with the Nets, the Knicks, the Clippers, the Lakers. It's like, to me, when you do that, you have one foot out of the door already. You know, just think about like when LeBron was in Cleveland, he took other meetings, he left. You know, I just think if he really wanted to be there, he'd hold the trophy up. He'd be like, let's go for a back to back, you know, and not even like look around. But he's looking around. He's not saying he wants to be there, which makes me think he's not going to be there.
What? Yeah. So it's when you're in this free agent, right? We've seen in years past, going back to like Durant in the Hamptons, lock him in a hotel room, et cetera. There's an opportunity for you to go, you know, pursue other teams or have other teams pursue you. I don't think Kawhi has had that opportunity in the past. Right.
Yeah.
Him being traded from San Antonio. I think he wanted that opportunity after San Antonio, but then obviously being traded, you're contractually obligated to play for that team during that given year. Now he's in a position where he's not contractually obligated at any one point in time. So why not take the opportunity to look?
Yeah.
I mean, what would you do?
If it was me, I'm a West Coast guy. If it was me, I'd sign a 1 year deal. I would sign a 1 year deal to see if we could run it back and do it again.
I mean, how old is Kawhi? I think he's 27, 28.
Sounds about right.
You probably got 4 or 5 more years in you. For Kawhi, you might have 6, considering you've been.
The one thing I do or did like about LeBron when he was Cleveland, he would just keep signing those short term deals to make the team. Like to pressure them into make the moves to win, and then I'll keep signing. So, and then in Kawhi's defense, you know, he's earned the right to shop around. He's earned the right to sign a 1 year contract. He needs to do what's best for Kawhi.
But in LeBron's case, he would sign a 1 year deal to get over the hump, I guess, which in most cases was the Warriors during that time, right? Kawhi's in a little bit different situation. Now, there was an instance where, you know, LeBron won the championship against the Warriors. But I'm saying Kawhi's in a little different situation where he just won it with, let's be honest, not exactly top tier talent in the league as compared to, say, the Warriors. Someone, I forget who it was, someone said, okay, if I did a draft on the playground, Kawhi would maybe go 1 or 2. And then I probably wouldn't pick another Raptor in that series until like pick number 8, potentially. And so he's done it with, you know, so the argument that I'd have against that is ownership may say, you won it with these guys last year, you can do it again. So I don't think he wouldn't do it for a leverage point to go out and recruit other high profile stars, is what I'm saying.
No, I hear you. And I don't know the Raptors well enough to know who will be there next year. I think Danny Green, the starting two guard, is a free agent. I don't know the other pieces, what their contracts are. But to your point, maybe it doesn't matter. You just put Kawhi with me and you, and we can deal with.
Let's talk about, since we're in free agency or on the topic, you being a Warriors fan, do you want me to catch you up on what took place in the playoffs? One, Kevin Durant needs better shoes. Two, you know, the pitfall of obviously Klay going down in game six, and kind of this idea that, you know, with him, do they win that game? And do they take it to a game seven? But he got injured midway through the third. So the other issue here, it's, you know, the elephant in the room, is they're both free agents at the end of the season. So what does that mean for the Warriors next year? And what does it mean for Durant and Klay? And then my question to you is, are they both Warriors again next year?
Klay, 100%, no doubt, is a Warrior. They're going to max him. He wants to be there. They want to be there. They're going to max him. When will Klay recover? I don't know. Andre Iguodala was on First Take and said Klay will be ready by February or March. I don't know if that's true. But let's say Klay does come back at some point next year. Who else will be on the team with him? Durant, it's a tricky one. If you're Durant, personally, he's not going to play next year.
No.
So he could just opt into his one-year deal with the Warriors, rehab. He's not going to play. And then if he doesn't like the offers this year, just sit around and be a free agent next year.
Can he has a what would it be, a third-year player option? Is that what he signed?
Yeah.
I want to say a 3 for a 4 or 2 for a 3.
I'm not. I think he did a 2 and a 3.
So I think for that third year player option, you basically get you're duplicating your second year if it's a third year option. I think that's the case. But I also read somewhere where he could. I mean, if he signed with another team, it would be something in the realm of like a 5-year contract. It'd be something in the realm of like $30 million less than what he could get with the Warriors. So I think what you're saying, do the Warriors say, we want Durant long term, knowing that if he signs a 5-year contract, we're only going to get 4 out of him?
I think if you're the Warriors and you want to keep this franchise together and you want to keep Kevin, yeah, you have to sign him, and you can pay him more than anyone else. Or what I've been reading, if Kevin is going to be gone, that's when you have to put on your business suit and you have to talk to him and say, hey, Kevin, where would you like to go? How about you sign with us and we do a sign and trade? That way you don't leave us empty handed. We can get something from the people on the other end. So that is the interesting dynamic. Will he opt in? Will he sign and leave? Will he sign with the Warriors and allow them to trade him and get some people in return?
So here's the question, is getting back to what I think I read, where he could sign, I think it was a 5-year, $156 million contract with the Warriors, or he could sign a 5-year, $132 million, something in that realm. So where I'm going with this is if it's a sign and trade, in theory, the Warriors could sign Kevin for that larger deal.
Yep.
But then you're also leaving that bag in the hands of whoever you're trading with. So there's got to be some negotiation there of maybe that's, like you said, it's Kevin's best bet. Now do the Warriors do that for his benefit? And would someone else want to take on that extra $30 million knowing that they're not going to have him next year?
I think if you're the Knicks, you're the Nets, you run the risk and you just, you know what, you pay him that money knowing that he's not going to play.
Have Hove come out with another album.
Yeah. And if you're the Warriors, you're like, if he's going to leave anyways, I'd rather get like a second round pick and some random guy on the end of the bench.
That's true. Let's go to Klay. Here's my thing. And this goes back to what we said. It's all about the dominoes are falling. Kawhi probably, I think, being the biggest one, right? So it's kind of a wait and see. That's what we've seen in other free agents. You know, the summer is a free agency, is where does LeBron go? Where does KD go? Some of these things, and then the rest fall behind. What if Kawhi stays? Clips have a ton of cap.
Yep.
Do they go after Clay?
Well, so the Clips have two max contracts. They're supposedly calling Kawhi, Kevin, Kyrie, Kemba, and Clay. And to your point, you got to figure out which horse you're going to ride, which you're going to win. But if Kawhi does stay, then they just put more money in front of Clay.
I think it goes like this: Kawhi, KD, and then you kind of got that third tier of Kemba, Clay, and who was the other one you mentioned?
You got Jimmy Butler and
Kyrie. Jimmy Buckets. He's garbage. No, he's not. Jimmy, you're a darn good player, but I wouldn't consider him on the tier with Clay, is what I'll say. Maybe that's me being biased towards a Coug and someone I get to watch a little more often than, say, Jimmy Buckets. What I will say is I think that if KD signs with the Warriors, meaning Clay would have to take less money, I think you might see him look around.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, if you're the Warriors, you can't lowball Clay.
No, well,
you know, because then he's like, all right, see ya.
Exactly. But how are you going to juggle that? And especially with,
it's San Francisco. You know how much money they have coming into the Chase Center? If the Warriors should just say, Clay, we're maxing you. KD, we're maxing you. And see what happens. Like, don't try to play games with them.
Can they do that?
I think they can.
Can you carry three max? Then the Warriors really have to pick up you and I on like a $50,000 contract, because they wouldn't have any money left.
Well, I think, so if Boogie doesn't come back, that's $5 million. I think Livingston's gone. You know, that's maybe another $10 million. I don't know. I think I read somewhere they could max both of them, which is crazy to have three max players.
Three max players, two that wouldn't play the following year. I mean,
yeah,
there's a lot of free agents out there. I mean, there's Durant, Kyrie, Dwayne's retiring, DeMarcus.
So I was just doing a Google search. Can the Warriors max? And it populated KD and Clay. And it says, Google's amazing. Everyone's doing that. It says Warriors plan to offer KD and Clay max contracts.
Really?
Yeah. So I guess, yeah, they can.
And the price.
Warriors can offer KD a max of 221 over 5 years. While Clay, it's 190 over 5 years.
You then walk into the Chase Center and they have two hot dogs, one called the Clay and one called the KD, and they're both $20. So they got to recoup their money somehow.
The two decisions would put their payroll, including luxury taxes, over $350 million.
Someone was saying it projected over $1 billion over the life of the contracts or something to that effect. I mean, that's insane money you're tying up in three players. And who's to say that, you know? There's some idea that depth does help, especially down the stretch. I think you saw the Warriors get a little bit tired, you know. So then you're stretching talents around you. Kemba, Clay, Derrick Rose is out there. Porzingis.
Let me ask you this question. Who has the highest payroll in the NBA? I just had to look this up, and I couldn't believe it.
I think it's either the Grizzlies, the Wizards, or who else has some big stupid contracts out there?
Wizards are 7th, Grizzlies are 10th. I don't think you're going to get it. Do you want me to tell you?
No. Mavericks.
No, Mavericks got rid of Harrison Barnes. They got rid of his contract.
The Heat.
Yes, it's the Heat. Because they're paying Chris Bosh. Whiteside's at 24. Bosch is at 26. Ryan Anderson's at 20. Goran Dragic's at 18. Yeah, Ryan Anderson signed this big deal with Houston 2 years ago, got traded with Ariza to the Suns, and then the Suns got rid of him. The Heat have a lot of bad contracts. The Bosch is off the books next year. Ryan Anderson jumps up to 21. I think it might be an option, which he'll probably take.
Where's LA in that mix? The Lakers.
Lakers aren't even in the top 10.
So you have money, but you just don't know how to spend it or who gets to spend it. I mean, Magic's not there.
Lakers are 27.
So there's a lot of capital.
Their only big contract is LeBron.
So I was reading they got LeBron, and then they have four others under contract. Meaning you have to fill out a roster. You need eight more players.
They're still paying Luol Deng.
Oh, man.
He's their second highest player.
Luol, what are you? He's on the beach collecting checks.
Yeah.
Where do they go? Does anyone want to go play for the Lakers?
Like I said, they're gonna try to get Kemba. I don't know if he's gonna leave because he'd leave a lot of money on the table. I don't see Kyrie going. Other options, maybe they say D'Angelo Russell. So the Nets have to renounce his rights. So they would only do that if they sign Kyrie, and then D'Angelo is a free agent. So
yeah.
They've got D'Angelo. They've also got, you know, Ricky Rubio as well. I mean, he's a free agent.
Ricky Rubio. I don't know if that guy – I know for a fact he's not a defensive stopper, and I think his shot's suspect, but what do I know?
If you miss out on Kimba, Kyrie, D'Angelo Russell, what are the Lakers going to call, me or Rubio?
Do you call Derrick Rose?
Ooh, he is a good option. I do like that one. There were some in the Bay Area saying that the Warriors should go after Derrick Rose to come off the bench.
What if he went back and got D'Angelo Russell and Brook Lopez, both guys that have been on your roster previously, and you had to pay them 3x of what they were making prior to them leaving?
That's so good.
It will be interesting. I think, like I said, there's five people you focus on, and everything kind of happens after the fact. Jimmy Butler's an unrestricted free agent. There's been some talks of him going to LA too, but Tobias Harris.
Talks have Jimmy going to the Nets.
I would love to see Jimmy and Kyrie together. That would be, but then D'Angelo's not on the team at that point.
Yeah. I'm going through this list. There are so many good free agents out there. You've got Chris Middleton for Milwaukee.
Yeah.
He was the Bucks' second best player. You got Tobias Harris. You've got Vucevic from the Magic, averaged 20 and 12.
You got Luol Deng.
You got Luol Deng.
Marc Gasol's out there. Yeah, there's.
You got Brook Lopez. You got Al Horford. He opted out. You got DeAndre Jordan. Oh, another guard from UVA, Malcolm Brogdon from the Bucks.
Here's what's going to happen is LeBron's going to quickly realize no one wants to come play with him, unfortunately. Wow. And I'm sorry, LeBron. It's not that they don't want to play with you. I think they're going to find they have better options elsewhere. And that's not to say it's on you. I think it's more on the management around you. I will say that. What I see happening is you probably see someone maybe like Jimmy, maybe like Chris Middleton, maybe like Tobias Harris end up with the Lakers. And they again squeak into the playoffs or actually squeak into the playoffs next year.
I think the Lakers.
We need your free agent forecast. I think that should be your thing.
Free agent forecast.
It's going to be
Sunny
Skies and D'Angelo signs with the Nets.
It's a bunch of what?
I said it's Sunny Skies and D'Angelo signs with the Nets. Resigns.
Uh-huh. Are you calling that right now?
I think he likes it there. I mean, Brooklyn overachieved this year, and predominantly it was his coming out party. So I'm him. If we even get Kyrie, maybe I get an opportunity to learn from him. Something to that effect, but I don't see him going back to the Lakers.
I don't see him and Kyrie playing together. Like, they're both point guards, shoot first point guards.
Yeah.
They would have to get rid of Russell if they signed Kyrie.
D'Angelo end up with Phoenix? There's an option too.
Boom. There's another option. That, you know what? That might actually be the call. He goes to Phoenix. They got Booker, him, Ayton, the guy they drafted from UNC, and they got Malcolm Bridges too.
Look, you can't even remember that guy's name. He's old. No, he's 23. Johnson. He's the oldest guy in the draft. Yeah.
Phoenix Suns are rising. Let's get season tickets right now.
I'm in for that.
More WST podcast in 3, 2, 1.
I can't be an agent. You need a law degree, don't you?
No, you don't. My brother's agent in baseball, he just went to, he got his MBA. You don't have to be a lawyer.
Really? There's an option.
You think Jay-Z didn't go to law school?
He just bought a law degree. Give me that degree. It's $1 million. I don't want to waste my time.
D-Wade was on my flight.
No, what was he doing?
Yeah, from Nice to Zurich. He was 8 rows behind K-Win.
No.
Believe it.
What?
That's serious.
Is that first class? Is first class kind of, is it in the back of the plane? So
we're in like C5. I'm like, that's D-Wade. And he keeps walking back and I look and he was like C12. D-Wade's not a big deal. It's WSD podcast in France, apparently.
D-Wade's probably really smart with his money.
I mean, he was still first class. I'm just six rows behind us.
That's probably his reserve seat. Does he come out of retirement if LeBron calls him?
No. But you know, like, you know, in the NBA, you want to be drafted 1 through 5. In first class, you want to be seats 1 through 5. You don't want to be seat 13.
Yeah, because you don't get any of the good food when they come back to you. Some guy, exactly. You get the leftovers. Mm-hmm. And all the good champagne's gone by that point, too.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of that, D-Wade's son and LeBron's son are supposedly playing together in high school in L.A.
Where?
I think it's Sierra Canyon. It's out in the valley.
All right, I'll become an agent. We'll go attend every one of their games. Yeah. And we'll create a shoe with the WST sneaker. Get them to sponsor that.
Yeah, we'll hold up the flag at every single game.
No, we want to get someone to hold it up for us. We don't want to be the guys holding up our own flag. You had some pool parties, though.
Yeah, it was
fun.
Did
Wade join you?
No, I didn't see him to the end. But he missed out. We could have lived it up. D-Wade, hit me up if you want to go party in L.A. I'll be at Tower 12.
Kyle's a free agent on the friend market. Pick him up, D-Wade.